Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reports of violence. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. A suspect said to be on the run after allegedly firing shots at Border Patrol agents carrying out an immigration raid in Chicago. Fox 32's Dane Placco.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says federal agents were fired on by an unknown man in a black Jeep at 26 in Kedzie. The man driving off before he could be stopped. In a statement, a DHS official says agitators also threw a paint can and bricks at Border Patrol's vehicles. This incident is not isolated and reflects a growing and dangerous trend of violence and obstruction. Dozens of Chicago police officers were called to the scene to control the crowd, leading to tense confrontations. A federal agent pointing a weapon at one protester, who is then pushed back by an officer.
Meantime, a member of the city council in Chicago says agents used flashbang grenades against those protesters. Senate members continue to work to try and end the federal government shutdown now on day 40.
The Senate could take a test vote on a spending bill to reopen the government in the coming hours. Congress is holding a rare weekend session as the government shutdown drags into its 40th day. So far, there's still no deal to get the government running again. President Trump is pressuring Republicans to reject Democrats' push to extend Obamacare subsidies. Democrats say they would vote to end the shutdown if they are renewed for a year.
And that's Fox's Chandley Painter. A New York City firefighter died after he went into cardiac arrest while fighting a fire in Brooklyn last night. Mayor Eric Adams offering his condolences to the family of 42-year-old Patrick Brady.
There is no sacrifice that is more selfless than the actions that took place this evening.
Patrick Brady, an 11-year veteran of the New York Fire Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that over two-thirds of the products Walmart buys are made, grown, or assembled right here in America? Look closer at your Walmart aisle. It's the result of their $350 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing. That investment helps small businesses across the country sell more, hire more, and strengthen our local economies. Learn more about Walmart's commitment to American jobs at walmart.com/America at work.
The search for any missing victims of the crash of a UPS cargo plane recently in Louisville, Kentucky, has ended.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says the 14 people who were killed have not been identified.
All of the bodies are in the possession of the Jefferson County Coroner's Office, and she will make that information available as soon as she identifies the names of each of the victims. May their memories be a blessing.
One of the jet's engines became detached during takeoff. The FAA has ordered McConnell Douglas MD-11 planes grounded until they can be inspected. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Thousands of flights, meantime, all throughout the U.S. canceled. Travelers facing increasing disruptions at airports and staffing shortages because of the government shutdown. Fox's Madison Scarpino at Hartfield Jackson International in Atlanta.
Air traffic controllers, TSA agents, they're not getting paid right now with the government shutdown. So many aren't showing up to work. They're taking side jobs, trying to just put food on the table for their families. And with all that, federal transportation officials want travelers to be safe. They cut 4% of their flights at 40 of the nation's biggest airports, and it's likely only going to get worse, with gradually eliminating 10% of flights by Friday. Airlines thankfully are promising to refund passengers whose flights are disrupted, or if passengers just decide, hey, I don't want to take the risk.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Meantime, chaos at the airports could mean more drivers on the road for Thanksgiving. The U.S. Travel Association and early 500 tourism organizations, nearly 500 organizations and companies, are warning of a potential Thanksgiving travel meltdown if the government shutdown drags on. Last year, AAA projected more than 49 million folks would be driving. 2025 likely to be just as busy. AAA suggests drivers hitting the road leave early on Wednesday or on Thanksgiving Day itself, of course.
It's Will Kane Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.